Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget hospitality to strangers, for through this some have been host to angels without knowing it. Remember prisoners as if you were fellows in bonds, and those who are ill-treated as if you yourselves were in their body. Let marriage be honourable in every respect, and the marriage bed undefiled. But God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Let your way of life not be avaricious, being content with what you have, for he himself said, I will certainly not desert you nor forsake you. As a result, we can be of good courage and say, The Lord is my helper, and I shall not be afraid of what man might do to me. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, and in closely examining the outcome of their behaviour, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and throughout the ages. Do not be diverted by various foreign doctrines, for it is good for the heart to be confirmed by grace, not by food by which those who have embraced such doctrines have not been benefited. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no authority to eat. For the bodies of animals, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for the sin offering, are burnt outside the camp, which is why Jesus, for his part, in order that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So then, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For we do not have a permanent city here, but we keenly seek the one which is to come. So let us offer a sacrifice of praise through him to God continually, that is to say, the fruit of our lips confessing his name. But do not forget well-doing and fellowship, for God is pleased with such sacrifices. Obey your leaders and comply with them, for they keep watch over your very beings, since they must render an account. Comply in order that they may do that with joy, and not sighing, for that would be unprofitable to you. Pray for us, for we trust that we have a clear conscience, seeing we want to conduct ourselves well in all circumstances. And I encourage you to do this all the more, so that I may be restored to you very quickly. And may the God of peace, who brought up the great shepherd of the sheep from the dead, our Lord Jesus, by the blood of an age-abiding covenant, equip you in every good work for doing his will, when he does in you what is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory throughout the durations of the ages. Amen. And I exhort you, brothers, bear with the word of encouragement, for in fact I have written a letter to you rather concisely. Be informed that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes quickly, I will see you. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen.